The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
LinkedIn presents.
Welcome to Brown Table Talk. I am DC Marshall, founder and CEO of Diverse and Engaged. I am a Wall Street alum and LinkedIn top voice. And I'm here with my co-host, Mita. Hey there, Mita.
Hey there, Dee. I'm Mita Malik. I'm a business leader, a diversity, equity, and inclusion champion, and most importantly, a mother. And my superpower is storytelling.
And Mita and I started Brown Table Talk as a place to spill the tea on the hard truths women of color face in their workplaces from my perspective as a Black woman and for Mita, her view as a South Asian woman. At our table, we unpack it all. We don't leave any juicy details out of the story, which you already know if you've listened to the show. And then we always leave you with tips on not how to survive, but how do you thrive in organizations wherever you are. All right, so let's get into it. So Mita, why don't you tell our audience what we're talking about today?
Well, first, Dee, I want to say, oh my God, friend, season 5, woo-hoo! LinkedIn Podcast Network. Thank you to our audience. We are so excited. We're just thrilled. It's just amazing and such a privilege and blessing we get to do this. So we love our community. We love all of you, Brown Table Talk community. So many of you reach out to us and Dee and I try our best to get back to you. But somebody actually came to me with this topic, which I've also struggled with in my career, which is all about managing up. So today, Dee, let's talk about here's why you need to manage up.
Oh, I love it. Ooh. I love it.
Yes.
You know, sidebar, I wish our show was around when I started my career way back when. Like, there was no school for, I think, professional development. One part professional one part life skills as a new professional entering the workplace, because so much of this is necessary. And there's nobody to really share. Well, now there is. But anyway, let's get into it. So
let me tell you, Dee, someone asked me why we started this podcast. And I said, this is a love letter to my younger self.
Oh, I love that.
It really is. It's a love letter to our younger self. Yeah, it is. So I want to talk about managing up, Dee, because it's related to a conversation we had, which I hope our listeners go back and listen to, which is around what to do next after you've been laid off. Like, what do you do after the layoff? And some of you may remember Dee and I were talking about how layoffs used to go back in the day. Like, I went into that little conference room. I was called up, the manila folder, the VP and the head of HR is sitting there. And, you know, a lot of times when leaders, and Dee, you and I have been in this situation, when you have to lay someone off, you usually get a script for it, right? You get a script. Mm-hmm. There's like talking points, especially if they're mass layoffs. So the vice president is doing the script, but then she goes out off script, Dee, and she says to me, well, and you weren't working on any strategic initiatives of importance to the business.
Stop.
She like goes off script and spills
First of all, can I tell you something? I'm almost triggered at your whole body language and your energy as if I am being laid off and you're talking to me. I felt that. You channeled that. It was a woman.
So I was like, what? And I'm stunned. You know, this is the first time, as you say, we all get a pass. I was blindsided during this first layoff. But what I will say is she was wrong. And I was wrong. She was wrong because I had been working on strategic initiatives important to the business. I hadn't told people about it. I was so busy with my head down and not managing up and letting people know what I was working on. In fact, I was a manager at the time and a director came and staffed me on something that was high profile, high initiative. I don't think my boss knew about it though. I just kept doing the work. And so that is so critical to managing up, particularly to your boss. If the people above you don't know what you're working on, then how do you expect them to continue to stay invested in you and your career. And I think this is a real switch for me that went off in my head in a real moment, because I always just thought you just do the work, solve the problems. What do I have to talk to anyone about it? I was hired to do your job. Just do your job. I don't need to spend my time telling people what I'm doing. And for so much of my career, I missed that part of the equation.
Yeah. Again, I think this goes back to my point when we opened the show. It's helpful to know the value. Oh no, actually, the necessity. The necessity of educating or updating, you know, the workplace, your colleagues on what you're doing. Right? It's not self-promotion. It's really part of the business. People need to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And we can't expect other people to know because they've got their stuff. Even, you know, early on, you know, when I first was ICF certified and I first started the company and we were doing coaching, so many women believe that, no, my boss knows what I'm doing. No, they don't. They don't. Not really.
They don't.
Not to the level that we think. And so part of this is the necessity to always be engaging in conversation. On a regular basis about what other people are doing and then about what you're doing. So there's always a touch base. There's always a connect. There's always a mutually beneficial, mutually educating conversation that happens. What are you up to? Right. And then here's what I am working on and why it's so important. Not why I'm so important, but why this is so important. Right. And so, Absolutely. So I think that's the miss, and that's the necessity right now. It's a necessity. And so we take ourselves out of the equation. For all of my Asian, South Asian sisters here, I know y'all are not on promo. Okay. And for anybody else listening, but here's my help to us and to you. It's, you could take off the hat of, oh no, that's self-promoting. No, it's the necessity of the work. Because I think if we reframe it as the necessity of educating and keeping people informed to see where there's synergies, where there's value add, where there's collaborative, you know, I think that's a better way to think about it.
I love that. It's a responsibility I have to myself and to the organization. I no longer see managing up as something that's political, as like schmoozing or self-promotion.
Yeah.
It's a flip that happened in my mind.
It's a flip. It's a flip and the reframe.
Yes, a flip and the reframe. I'll tell you this, when I go back to that time of being laid off, like I said, I was actually staffed on something pretty high profile that a director came to me, but I don't even think my boss knew I was working on it. I didn't update her because I just thought, well, I'm just going to do the work. Like, why do I need to tell her? This person tapped me and I'm going to do the work and the work will speak for itself. But sometimes there have been times in my career, like think about this, how many times you went ahead and solved problems that no one was asking you to solve, or you thought three steps ahead, or somebody came to you and you just pitched in and helped with something. And sometimes we just do this work quietly. We don't actually tell our bosses that we've done any of this.
Okay, but can I tell you something that just showed up? Why didn't she know? That's a flag, and I'm going to tell you why. Mm. It's not so much that you didn't share, but that the colleague didn't share.
They should have shared. You're right, absolutely.
But why aren't they even in conversation? That's a flag. That's a flag for me. That's a flag. Yeah. Why aren't they even in conversation, right? Or, I mean, I don't know. That might even be a flag of the organization. So what's happening So I think there's that, right? So
the LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Oracle. AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/LinkedIn Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Kwame Christian, CEO of the American Negotiation Institute, and I have a quick question for you. When was the last time you had a difficult conversation? These conversations happen all the time. And that's exactly why you should listen to Negotiate Anything, the number one negotiation podcast in the world. We produce episodes every single day to help you lead, persuade, and resolve conflicts both at work and at home. So level up your negotiation skills by making Negotiate Anything part of your daily routine.
Yeah, because I think she should have known, perhaps. She should have known.
Probably. And it was dysfunctional. Yeah. There was some dysfunctionality there. So that doesn't surprise me in hindsight. So
there you go. There you go. But this is the value also of having either matrix reporting or working on enterprise-wide initiatives, mm-hmm. because that is your air cover when there is a downsizing or restructuring. Yes. It's work on. You want to be doing, well, I don't know. Let me say this, and then things are changing now. So this might be pre the diversity tipping point. Yes, you want to be doing your job and align yourself with enterprise-wide initiatives. Usually that would come out of a PMO office, which is a program or a project management office. It has large impact, right? Because there you'll have greater exposure, your value will be, I would say, more visibility in terms of value if you're working on something else. But the reason I hesitated is because, well, post the diversity tipping point, free is canceled, okay?
Yes.
Free is canceled. And that free PMO, ERG, BRG, free is canceled. So we need to tiptoe gently around this. We're right in rules are changing. But Where are we, friend? What are we talking about?
We're talking about managing up. Dee's like, what are we talking about? Managing up. But here's the thing I would say. I was never very good at this, and I think you just mentioned it. I always just thought, because, you know, sometimes when you're starting your career early, you think that these leaders are like mythical gods, right? These CEOs, these VPs.
Yeah, this
these directors,
is true. You're right.
And they're
you're right.
Human just like us. And guess what? Yeah. As an executive now, I have 25 things going on in my head, including what am I going to feed my kids for dinner tonight? And so I so appreciate when my team manages up to me. And so what does that look like? It looks like weekly updates, whether that's written or in one-on-ones. It also looks like during performance review time, I don't think about it as bragging or self-promotion. Dee, if you work for me and you send me a list of the accomplishments as a reminder, of course I will ask you for them. I don't remember everything you worked on. It's just possible. And so I don't look at it as, oh, Dee's managing up to me. Look at Dee. I look at it as, oh, thank God she's reminding me, because I want to go into that talent review and I want to represent and advocate for Dee in the best possible way I can. And I need to have all the points that she put on the board. I need to have all her wins, all her accomplishments. And so I think that's super important.
Yeah, I'll add to that. Let's keep going with this theme of, right, because you as an executive just gave gold in terms of how you want to be managed. But let's say I report to you. Here's some others. If there is insider information in the market that I've heard that is relevant to, right? Is that valuable if I work for you? If I'm a direct report to you, Mita, is that valuable? Hey, in our one-on-one, even if it's a 30-minute update, once we go through all, if the last piece, hey,
you know
FYI.
You know what I used to do, Dee, that people used to love? I used to do
What's
this.
That?
I had Google alerts on all our competitors.
Why'd you steal my point? That's what I was going to say.
Listen, we're the same.
I'm bringing it into the meeting.
Yes. And then, because the boss didn't have time. Because the boss is busy.
See? Manage it up. Goal.
And then it's like, I didn't see the press release about that takeover. I didn't know that so-and-so acquired
That's
so-and-so.
It.
Thank you so much,
That's
Dee.
It. It's Monday morning. That's right. Do you see? Hey, FYI, before we go, real quick. Mm-hmm. And you, right, like, everything you said, you're managing a lot of moving parts, you know, you're managing critical few, you're managing family, but at the end of the meeting or within the meeting, hey, FYI, did you see XYZ? No, I didn't. Send me that article. So that's managing up, right?
Ooh,
FYI,
I
just being a, on my team, we call it our research, our R&D department. Everybody in or at Diversity Engage is R&D. And so whenever they see something in the public domain, we have a folder in our Slack. It's a channel, I should say, a channel, and it's emerging trends and hot topics. And they grab it and they put it in there. And that means they're watching everything that's happening out in the public domain that helps us to really serve and support our clients. And that's how it's helping me. So yeah. But here's the other, I would say the proactively how we're managing up. So I'll maybe say to you, Mita, hey, Mita, last year or earlier in the year, you mentioned something in passing, you know, and so I just wanted to bring that back around. Is that something that, you know, that we should talk about or put on our, you know, put on for Q4 or something like that? Yes. Or, hey, Mita, by the way, I heard XYZ in the town hall mention blah, blah, blah. Is that something that we should put or say or put it? Would you like us to put it in the parking lot, bring it back about around, you know? And so I think those are some of the ways. Now, is that helpful to you if we're managing up, if I'm a direct report?
That's amazing. Yes, 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 and yes.
All okay.
It's okay. So good.
Well, there
the
you
other
go.
Thing I would say, I would add to that, which I didn't do enough of in my career, is I'm just a problem solver. I love solving problems and I love being helpful. So people would come to me throughout my career and ask me for advice or tap me on things that were outside of my core responsibilities. And I just did it and never told anybody. Now, to your point, if you have the right allies, the ally should be coming and telling my boss. I shouldn't necessarily have to do that, but I wish I had, if I was reporting to Dee, said, hey, Dee, you know, at the end of our status meeting, went through a list of stuff. Oh, just want to let you know that so-and-so approached me and it was about X, Y, and Z. And I actually shared with them our proposal from last year and they loved it. So they're going to use some of those solutions. Just wanted to let you know.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So if you're solving problems that your boss wouldn't know about, let them know about it. Let them know the additional value you're adding, especially if it's something outside of your team. And that goes back to everything you talk about and teach about matrix relationships, like we've talked about in past episodes. Because if you're doing those things, it's also helping build your matrix relationships. You hope that feedback would get back to your boss, but you can't wait for someone else to do that. You've got to do it yourself.
No.
You can't hope and pray that someone else is going to give the feedback. You've got to proactively say.
You do. You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I tell you, you mentioned about updating. One of the ways to do that strategically at the end of the year or even birthday is a message of, you know, gratitude. Oh, lessons learned. Lessons learned is the guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just the top seven, top five lessons learned on the job. Really interesting. Just wanted to share this with you all. And then the top seven, it's really you talking about the experience, the project, the initiative that you contributed to. So it's a way of, I would say, educating folks about what you do and the value
that
you bring. Do you see?
I love that.
Now, if you feel somehow, right? And so you share that, you can share that via email, share that via conversation, just reflecting when people say, oh, happy holiday or, oh, happy birthday, or you celebrate a birthday, you know, what are you doing? Well, I'm reflecting on, you know, these five or seven key themes
that have
shown up specifically around work, you know, these five, seven themes. You know, I had the opportunity to work on XYZ and big lesson for me was blah, or, you know, I've there's been a recurring theme, right? These three lessons that have come out of me doing X. I contributed to the M&A for XYZ. I wrote a piece or I was tapped to do blah, blah, blah. Right. And that is a way to really manage, you're really managing the narrative and you're being responsible.
Your narrative. Yes.
Right. You're managing the narrative. You're teaching people how and what to think about you strategically. Mm. Right. You are. And that's necessary for all of us, but particularly for women of color, particularly if you're young in your career and you're trying to figure it out, particularly if culturally, you know, you're not taught. We're not taught to promote. Just do the work and put your head down. No, you're going to have to put your mouth on it. You're going to have to. So,
I'll add
your
one
own
more thing. Yes. Go ahead.
You have to be your own. What do you call this thing? The megaphone?
Megaphone, microphone. You've got to answer.
Microphone,
narrative. The other thing I will add is about managing up to your boss is to help others manage up for you. And what I mean by that is if Dee and I were chatting and she's about to go into a meeting with my boss, and we were talking about a key initiative we were working on together, I'd be like, oh, don't forget to put a good in word, don't forget to put in a good word for me. Wink, wink. Right. That could be like one way. A step further would be, let's say I was working with an external agency and the project had gone really well. Let's say I hired DC Marshall, CEO and founder of Diverse and Engaged, and we killed it on a project, We just delivered an amazing piece of work to the marketplace, and Dee is giving me a lot of positive, great feedback of what it's been like to work with her and what I've been like as a client. I might even say to Dee, would you mind sending that to my boss? Would you mind sending that feedback to my boss or when you see my boss? And likely Dee will do it. And I like to do this now. I like to role model. I try to do it. I try to send other people's bosses feedback in writing about them. Slack, email. And so when you start to role model that, you'll see people will start doing that for you as well.
I love that. And can I tell you something? I was asked to do that recently with, and this was a representative. So my congressperson, their team were doing some really big things for me. And one person, they said, Dee, would you mind, you know, putting that in a writing or a letter? They just asked me and I'm like, yep, I'll do it. And then somebody else on the team, they did something really big and they asked, would you mind? And then I learned when I spoke to their boss, I said, oh, by the way, XYZ did an amazing job helping me to, you know, get to, actually it was getting some paperwork together for our global expansion. As you know, sidebar, I went to Senegal and the Gambia. So they really helped me to meet with the U.S. ambassador and all that. And so I told their boss. And they're like, oh, so the boss didn't even like really know.
The boss didn't know. See?
The boss didn't really know all the good work that his team is doing. Oh, I promise you, when I told him that, he's like, oh, that is so good to hear. But let me tell you what's good and great. Let me tell you what's good about that. Yeah. What's good about that is that his team is doing such a great job. He doesn't really need to know. So we now live in a time where leaders need to know in some spaces what their people are doing, but in really large organizations, if they've got, you know, hundreds or a few dozen direct reports, they're not going to know everything. So they're now it becomes that you managing up is not just about a nice to have, it is a need to have. So he didn't even know. He said, oh, is that right? You know what he said? He then said, oh, yeah, you should send a note or something because it goes into their file. So he told me, yes, he did. Wow. And so that means something in a very, it's probably a conversation that they have like, hey, if you do anything
for
any of our constituents, just make sure, just feel free to ask them to send a note and it's okay. So it really sounded like it was common practice. Mm-hmm. And so, so it is a thing. It's a responsibility. And now we can think about it differently in terms of managing up when folks have a few direct reports or maybe they have a really large team. It's just part of now what should be the work to go back and to report up. So anyway, report in, report up, or share the feedback and share the insight. Yeah. And so I thought that was really, it was really interesting. So.
And listen, necessity, we're going to end where you started, which is especially during times of economic uncertainty and turmoil in the markets, it's our responsibility to ourselves and our companies to manage up and share what we're working on. Because some of the things that I might have had my head down working really hard on are just no longer relevant. And I should stop working on them. But I actually haven't shared that with anyone to let them know. So that's why it's super important too. Well, Dee, why don't we get to the tips? All right, Dee. Well, as always, these conversations go by way too fast, but here we are, friend, to leave some tips for our Brown Table Talk community. Over to you, Dee, for one and two.
All right. So number one, managing up and communicating to your manager about you know, what you do, and the value that you bring. Number one is about flipping the reframe. And that is reframe to it's a necessity and a responsibility. It is not self-promotion. I'll say it again. Number one is about the necessity and the responsibility of managing up and updating your manager, your leadership on what it is that you are doing. Number two is about showcasing your expertise. So we talked about providing information, insight that maybe your manager does not know. And so that is how you will create and add value to your manager and to your team. Now, Mita, over to you for number three.
Number three, friends, don't manage up alone. This is not something that you need to be doing, your sole responsibility. Please, you know, the people who are giving you great feedback on the work you're doing, please ask them to share with your boss directly, either in verbal and written format, and pay it forward. Do the same. Do the same for others and share the great work they're working on. And Dee, that's it for today's episode of Brown Table Talk Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share. Give it a review, give it a like, and pass it on to someone who needs this conversation today. And we will see you next time.
Side effects of listening to Brown Table Talk may include allies unleashed, getting paid more, and a dose of badassery all the way around. More at www.browntabletalkpodcast.com.